This weekend, the Church of the Advocate in North Philadelphia will host three dance companies. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
Reggie Wilson is a New York choreographer invited to the Church of the Advocate in North Philadelphia to perform his work.
In New York, what we call downtown dance, but in other places it might be known as experimental dance, postmodern dance, avant-garde dance. I like to think of it sometimes as just plain weird dance.
Come by here, good Lord.
Wilson's dancers strut and clap and stomp and shimmy their butts across the floor. Wilson is here with his company called Fist and Heel Performance Group at the invitation of Philadelphia Contemporary and the Partnership for Sacred Spaces, which promotes using underused worship sites for art. Usually when artists use a church as a performance venue, the show has little to do with the congregation. It's used as simply an available space. This presentation, though, called Grounds That Shout, will highlight the church and its congregation with its long history of civil rights activism.
The name of my company, Fist and Heel Performance Group, is actually taken from a term of a religious exercise that enslaved Africans participated in. It was called Fist and Heel Worshiping because they worship with their fists and their heels. So just that idea, if you know anything about the Black church, whether it's like a send-up of it or whether it's actually an authentic representation, this idea of the kinetic fervor that kind of builds up.
Wilson grew up in Milwaukee in a family with Baptist roots in Arkansas. He's not observant now, but says modern dance often does not connect itself to religion.
People in the art community, experimental avant-garde community, make assumptions about what it means to reference spirituality. Somehow it's not as abstract in order to make high art that it gets dismissed. And I think that we're talking about bodies, and bodies have histories, and I can't just erase everything.
Under Wilson's curation, several dance companies will perform as part of the two-week run of Grounds That Shout. This weekend will be at the Church of the Advocate, and next weekend will be a procession of dance companies moving between churches in Society Hill. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.